This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
The Northern Colorado Bears getting set for a big one tonight at Bank of Colorado Arena, taking on Air Force. UNC, looked pretty good the last few weeks, even with the loss to Colorado. They hung right in there. And, of course, I was listening to the game on 103.1 all week or this weekend, thanks to our voice of the Bears, the one and only Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my friend, how are you?
I'm good. Brady, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready for, you know what? I'm off next week, Jerry. I'm taking next week off. So I'm getting geared up for Christmas and everything, ready to eat a lot, make some terrible decisions for my body, and away we go. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you get some time off. I know you're going to enjoy that. So yeah. Have a good time next week.
Jerry, this Bears team, I mean, they hung right in there against Colorado. And I said this last week, you know, Colorado on their best days could very well be a top 25 team. And the Bears gave them just about as much as they could handle.
Well, I think so, too. If you look at CSU, where a lot of people think, all right, they're probably borderline top 25 teams.
Jerry, we're having a hard time hearing you. I'm not sure what happened. Let's try to redial him and see if the connection comes in a little better. I don't know. He sounded like he was far away. Hope he's okay. We'll get check on Jerry. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, getting set to talk to us about this big game tonight at Bank of Colorado Arena, going up against Air Force. And we'll see if we got Jerry. Is that better? Is that sound a little bit better? Jerry, we thought we lost you, man. Are you good?
I tried to ditch you, but it just didn't work.
You did sorry the whole, hey, I'm losing you. No, we're good. Okay, so you were telling us a little bit about that battle against the Buffs over the weekend.
Yeah, and you mentioned, hey, you know, top 25 college basketball team. You know, with the schedule they've had the toughest. There's no other team that played two top five schools in the country than UNC this year, so that non-conference schedule has really been difficult. But, you know, a lot of people look at a team like CSU, like Colorado State, and think, you know what, they're a borderline top 25 team. I think they got some votes 1 week. So it's a team that got beat by UNC in Fort Collins. So you could make that argument that on a given night, certainly the way they've been playing especially, you can make them a top 25 team. Are they going to crack the top 25? No, I don't think so. They're probably top 50 right now, and I think Steve Smiley's happy with that. But, no, it's a dangerous team. And Tad Boyle was saying in the postgame show on Sunday afternoon, I was listening on the way home, that that's one of the better offenses that he has come up against this year. And he told Steve that after the game as well. Guys are really good offensively. They got some holes, obviously. They need some scoring behind the big three, and they don't rebound or play that great of defense, but they can score with just about anybody, Brady.
Boy, and that big three you just mentioned with Dalton Connect, Dalen Kuntz, and Matt Johnson, those three guys, I don't know where they're going to end up stacking up with great UNC Bears basketball players, but you got to think they're at least in that conversation of some of the greatest of all time for UNC.
I think so, too. And it's, you know, you can easily see the talent level of Dalen Kuntz. I mean, he was the Colorado Player of the Year and all that. You can see that talent. But the ways, the distance that a guy like Matt Johnson and even Dalton Connect have come since they've been at that school is just amazing to me. I mean, you know this because you got a show with him now, but Matt was a walk-on. He was a preferred walk-on. He was 155 pounds when he got here, lifted weights up to almost 190 now. Now he's a big, strong point guard when he used to be this little shooter. So you give him a lot of credit for that. And Dalton Connect is a new player. I mean, he's a different and better player than he was a year ago. And that's often the case with junior college guys. You know, they got 2 years, and it's junior college, and it takes them another year to kind of adjust a little bit to a major school. And Dalton has done that and just got that much better. So you're right; those big three are definitely the big three, and they are a lot of fun to call games for.
Jerry, I had somebody tell me the other day that they think that if Dalen Kuntz would have stuck it out with CU, he'd be starting today for the Buffs. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility. I was thinking about that on Sunday. I think the talent level certainly is there to be able to start for a team like CU. It would have taken him a long time. It would have taken him 5 years to become that starter, but I think he's right there with their two guards. And you know, thing about him is he's really improved his game. And, you know, from the first year at UNC, and Steve was telling me this off the other day, he said, you know, we chart everything. We have this value system on different things you do. And Dalen's all his points in these different categories have skyrocketed in his second year, which is last year with the team. And I think he's just carrying it over this year as well. So the talent level to start at CU, absolutely there. Whether he would have put it together, who knows, looking back.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, joining me. Jerry, I know Steve Smiley recently signed a contract extension, but I mean, I'm looking at the spread tonight. The Bears are favored, believe it. I didn't think that would be the case against Air Force. Do you think Steve Smiley's the kind of guy that stays here for a long time, or he starts getting some looks, you know, here in the next couple of years, next year or two?
I think he really likes coaching at UNC's home. You know, he grew up in Denver and all that. And I think he loves the area and loves his job and loves Greeley and all that. But I think he would probably take a look. And this is nothing he has told me. This is just my sense, Brady. I think he's an excellent coach. And whoever might look at him is going to be wise to do so. You know, he's got this incredibly tough non-conference schedule, and he's going to have that every year. It's what UNC does. They go on the road, and they play at Arizona, and they play at Houston, they play at Baylor, and they get a check, and that kind of, you know, funds their program for the rest of the season. But you get beat up that way. So at the end of the day, your record's not going to be all that impressive. So if a team or a school can look past that and say, wow, look at his Big Sky record. Look what he's done here, upset Colorado State, and all. He's got some great things put on his resume. They would be wise to do that. So it's a long answer to your question, but, yeah, I think he would definitely take a look if there was some opportunity.
That would be a sad day, Jerry. I know we're all big fans of Steve Smiley for sure, but, it's what happens. You want them to be good. You want your coaches to be good, and then they're so good they might fly away, little birdie, at some point in time, I suppose. But this matchup tonight, Jerry, I was looking at ESPN anyway, and they have the Bears as like a two-and-a-half-point favorite. This is a pretty good Air Force team, so this is a nice test. Last non-conference game of the season for UNC.
Yep, exactly right. It'll be a very difficult test. And you know, anytime you go up against the Joe Scott coach team, second time around with Air Force, they're going to get after you. You need to play defense. They're going to get after you defensively. They're going to move the ball. They're going to find good shots. You have to be patient on defense. And you know, they'll run that whole shot clock out and then take a shot in that kind of passing game. They have that Princeton offense that Joe has run for, you know, 25 plus years now. So you know you'll have a battle to get the coach, but you're right. Air Force is a talented team. They got some new guys that are extremely talented. I think they have three or maybe four freshmen of the week in the Mountain Conference awards for their players already. So new faces, new coach, and it'll be a battle for sure tonight.
Well, Jerry, I'm looking forward to it. The Blue and Gold pregame show starts at 5:30. I love your coverage, as always. And so here's what I'm doing. I'm obviously listening to the game, but if it bleeds a little into the Nuggets-Grizzlies game, I'm going to mute what I do. The plan is mute or TNT, and then Jerry will take me on home with that UNC Air Force game. So there we go. I've got it all covered.
All right. Sounds like it. Appreciate you doing that.
All right, man. Jerry, we'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Have a good call tonight.
Yep. Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it. You too.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears.